And today's lesson is, this shit that we read on the internet is wrong, okay? So much of it, probably over 90%, maybe even over 95% of it is just not true, or it's incomplete, or they're not putting it into proper context.
What is up, my friend, and welcome to the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm health expert Ted Rice, coach to entrepreneurs, executives, and other high-performing professionals. And what we do here at Legendary Life is break down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a long, healthy, legendary life. So if that's what you're into, you are in the right place. Click that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts so that every time one of my episodes goes live, you'll be the first to know. Let's move on to the episode. The title of today's episode, at least the way I'm titling it, may maybe show up as something different by the time it makes it to the podcast, but it's titled, Why Everything You Learn from the Internet is Wrong. Now, have you seen Narcos season 1 and season 2? If you have, you know that Medellin, Colombia, is where Pablo Escobar, the drug kingpin, built his empire on cocaine and violence, murder, mayhem. In fact, Medellin was the murder capital, I think, of the world in the 90s, late 80s or 90s. That's how much violence was going on here, where I am right now. And I got to tell you, when I was on my way, or when I was looking for places to go, I was in Bangkok. I had to leave Bangkok. I've shared the stories why. Go back and listen to the episodes if you're interested. But I needed to leave. I spent too much time there. And I was looking for a suitable replacement, suitable place to live, to base my operations out of, so that I could be closer to my father, which now I'm about 3 hours away, 3 hours and a half, actually. And also a place where I could have a good quality of life. And Medellin seemed like that place. People talked me into coming here, actually. I was thinking of going to Lima, Peru, or Buenos Aires, I can't say it right, in Argentina, as us gringos say. But people talked me into coming here, and then I started reading online what to look out for, and that's a pro travel tip. You gotta know, okay, what are the customs that I need to know about this place that I'm going to visit? What are the basic terms? What, you know, how do you say hello? How do you say goodbye? How do you say thank you? How do you say, where's the bathroom? How do you say, you know, some basic terms so that you can get by, and also so that you get better treatment. And then all, in addition to that, you got to learn, what are the scams? What are the things I got to watch out for? What are the chances of me being robbed or subject to violent crime? And I started reading articles on the internet about Medellin. And people were talking about, oh, it's dangerous. Don't walk around with cameras. Don't walk around with your cell phone in your hand. You can get robbed. People can snatch it. And, you know, you got to be careful. In fact, people die resisting robberies here. So you got to really handle yourself accordingly. Don't be a tough guy or a tough woman and try to fight off some robbers. You have a high likelihood of dying if that's the case. And so I was a little freaked out. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? So I'll tell you what, Southeast Asia has many problems, but violence is not something you got to worry about, particularly in Thailand. Actually, just everywhere I've been, violence just, it's not something you got to worry about. Even crime is just not something you got to worry about. But here I am coming to South America. South America in general is known for higher rates of crime, petty theft, robberies, kidnapping, murder. And I'm like, oh man, you know, I felt so safe in Thailand, except for some of the driving. And here I am on my way to this place. I've read all these articles, even though people told me it was cool. I'm reading all these articles, and some of them are even sharing about their stories of being robbed. And then I get here, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these idiots on these blog posts was just wrong. It was just wrong. It was incomplete at best and absolutely wrong at worst. Now, listen, there's places that you can go in any city, in any major city, where you can definitely get robbed. I can, you know, I lived in Miami. I can tell you places to go that the chances of you making it through that area without something happening, really low. In other words, you're probably going to get robbed. But that's every city. And I'm staying in what is the nicest part, the wealthiest part of Medellin called Poblado, El Poblado. But they even said that this place was dangerous at night. Don't walk around at night. And even during the day. And the truth is, it really depends on where you're from. So for me, this is way safer than Miami, this place I'm in now. People are nice here. I don't feel threatened at all. And let me tell you, I'm a seasoned traveler. I'm not some person who's fresh off the boat. My situational awareness is highly honed. If for no other reason, just so I don't get run over in Southeast Asia. I mean, gosh, go look at crossing the road in Vietnam on YouTube. That's what I lived with for 6 weeks. So anyway, everything that I read about Medellin was wrong. The people are amazing. Actually, nobody said anything bad about the people here, but they're even more amazing. The food's amazing. The food quality is amazing. And the places where you can go to eat here are amazing. The malls are amazing. And you know what? It's super safe in this area. On my way here, I was like, how am I going to even be able to walk 10 minutes away to the place that I'm going to do my jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai at? Because I may get robbed. I may not make it there. And you know what? It is so overblown. And that brings me to today's lesson, in case you're wondering, like, where is this going, Ted? And today's lesson is the shit that we read on the internet is wrong, okay? So much of it, probably over 90%, maybe even over 95% of it is just not true, or it's incomplete, or they're not putting it into proper context. This place is probably very dangerous compared to, I don't know, some small town in America where everyone knows each other and the population's like a couple thousand people. Because there's more traffic here. But how often does that happen? And I want to share a parallel with nutrition for you, because recently I had a call with a person who is interested in my coaching groups and what I did. And shout out to you, Jay, if you're listening. Really excited to have you in the group, man. And what I talked to Jay about was he was telling me, like, you know, I was trying this, I was trying that. He works out like a beast, but he wasn't losing fat and he was trying everything. And he was telling me, you know what? I was trying all these things that I read about. I did a lot of research and the guy's smart. He's accomplished. He's successful. And he was following who he thought had good information. And luckily I happened to be one of those people. But he was also named another individual. I'm not going to name him because it's not about the names, but I will share the concept that this individual promotes. Now, this is a guy who promotes hormone optimization for men as the way to build muscle, lose fat, et cetera, right? Be a great, you know, be a badass man. And this is relevant if you're a woman too, because there's people targeting you, telling you that it's menopause or postmenopause or premenopause or, you know, whatever they're saying, hypothyroidism. And the truth is none of those things matter for fat loss. Actually, the hypothyroidism actually does. In fact, just a FYI pro tip here, thyroid hormone is the only hormone that directly influences your metabolic rate. Everything else, your estrogen levels, your progesterone levels, your testosterone levels, it's all influenced by your lifestyle and how much body fat you have. And so this guy, just going back to the example I'm using, this guy promotes like, oh, hey, maximize your testosterone, optimize your testosterone. And testosterone optimization is so overrated. So overrated. If you're not hypogonadal, in other words, you're having an issue because you had a head trauma, a traumatic brain injury, if you had testicular trauma and you're not producing hardly any testosterone, maybe it's an issue. But if you're just a person who is normal and you're just fat, right, and out of shape, Or even if you're in great shape but have excess fat, that ain't your problem. Not even close. Not even in the ballpark. Not even in the same universe. It is just not true. How do I know this? Well, number one, it's not what the science says. And when I say science, I don't mean using fancy words. I'm talking about the people who do research, the research studies. They've tested all this stuff. We know what works. There's no confusion about it except for people who are trying to figure it out on the internet. You got to know who to learn from. And hey, I'm not even selling you. If you don't believe me, that's your problem. You've got to figure it out for yourself. So that's the big issue, right? Is so many people promote stuff. And so the science is really clear. And then secondly, I get results with everybody who I work with. Every single person. Now, some people get better results. Some people don't get as good results. But is there anybody, even with who is postmenopausal, premenopausal, who had hypothyroidism? I've dealt with all those situations. None of them stopped any of my clients from losing fat. Your age doesn't stop you. Your metabolism doesn't stop you. Your hormones don't stop you. But guess what? There's a lot of people online who will sell you that it is. A lot of people. And some of them, to be honest, I understand. They sell you on that idea, and then they give you a good program that's based on, you know, nothing about hormone optimization at all, because that hormone optimization thing's really overrated. Get healthy, and then your hormones balance themselves out normally. If you want to balance your hormones, lose that excess body fat. If you're a man and you're over 20% body fat, lose that excess body fat. Get your lifestyle handled. If you're a woman who over 30% body fat, lose that excess body fat. It ain't helping you. Regardless of what the other people on the internet say, the healthy at every size people say, love yourself no matter how much you weigh. And I agree with that. Hey, because your weight isn't your worth. I can't stand fat shaming, but I also can't stand people who don't preach the truth. And the truth is, we know that excess body fat predisposes you to diabetes. In fact, that's the number one. It ain't carbs that cause diabetes. It's having excess fat. You've built up so much fat in your body and it's spilling over out of your fat stores and into your muscles and causing insulin resistance and eventually diabetes. It causes you to be more likely to have heart problems. It causes strain on your joints because you're walking around with a 50, 175 pound or even more backpack of body fat that is completely not helping you, not doing anything for you, but literally weighing you down every single step, every single moment. That's the truth. Now, you don't have to be ripped. You don't have to be on the cover of a magazine. But don't let anybody tell you that it's not healthy to lose body fat. And don't let anybody tell you that it's some complicated sort of thing, sort of situation. Like, you got to balance your hormones. It's your gut health, your flora, your microflora. No, none of that. Okay? You can have a messed up gut and be lean. Trust me, I've been there. So these things that we read on the internet really lead us astray from the truth. And what is the truth? You know, when I say that, you know, I feel comfortable saying it, but I know at the same time, it's like, I've had a client ask me, like, how do I know you're telling the truth? I mean, and not that you're lying, Teb, but just that you're right. Because I've heard doctors say completely different things, and they're doctors, Ted, and you're not a doctor, Ted. You're right. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a PhD after my name. I don't have an MD after my name. I wanted to go to medical school, and then I realized that wasn't going to really be my thing. Giving people drugs for ultimately lifestyle-related issues that are ultimately actually emotional issues in most cases, or misinformation issues, like the case we're talking about now. And I'll tell you this, the research stands on its own. And I'm not going to talk about research. This is Real Talk Friday. And in general, I'm kind of moving away because it's so out there, it's not even worth me bringing it up. Unless someone specifically asks me about it, then I'm happy to share it with them. And the other thing is, look at my results. Go to legendarylifeprogram.com free, F-R-E-E. And you'll see in the masterclass, I show you people. I show you the people that have worked for me. And I've got people right now, I've got so many testimonials that I've got to put together and get out there. Gosh, I'm so busy. Just a little side note there. So crazy lately, in a good way, no complaints, but it is a little overwhelming with all the things that we're trying to do. In addition to like getting out the before and after testimonials and interviewing all the people that have successfully completed our program and just got amazing results. And so those two things, this is science-based, principle-based. And I want to ask you, aren't you in a profession that has to do with principles? And you'll hear people talk about tactics and strategies, but you're like, yeah, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't work. Like just cut carbs, just do intermittent fasting, just put coconut oil in your coffee in the morning and skip breakfast instead of eating a breakfast. Yeah, it can work, but sometimes it doesn't work. Half the time it works, half the time it doesn't, more or less. So what are the times when it doesn't work? Why is that the case? Why does it work for some people and not for others? And ultimately, it comes down to the principles. Are you following the principles? So then you don't need to worry about the carbs. You don't need to worry about whether you're fasting or not. That's all distraction. What are the principles? And that's what I promote here. And I get great results with my clients. Great results for myself. I'm leaner now at 43 than I've ever been in my whole entire life. And it's a lot less effort because I used to train hard to be lean in my 20s. I followed a strict low-carb diet, except when it got too crazy and I would just binge on a pint of Häagen-Dazs and sometimes two. I don't have those issues anymore. So I've got the principles down. And it's so easy to stay lean. It takes a little bit of effort, I ain't gonna lie. And I'm not out there shoving big pies in my face, but I had a brownie from Juan Valdez Cafe the other day, and it was delicious. Let me tell you, they asked me caliente. I said, sí, por favor. Yes, hot, please. And it was gooey and delicious, and I still have veins on my abs. That's what I'm talking about with results. That's what I'm talking about. Why? Because I didn't follow some silly bad food, good food dichotomy. I dialed in the principles that I've been teaching here for years, and I'm able to eat what I want, not as much as I want, but I'm able to eat what I want and still stay as lean as I've ever been in my life. And that, my friends, that's the results that you could have too. But you've got to figure out who to learn from. And I know you listen to me, but I know you listen to a lot of other podcasts. You get real confused, don't you? Like, well, Ted said this, but this other guy who actually speaks much better and has a nicer voice and quotes more research and uses big sciencey words said that it's something else. Well, yeah, okay. It's up to you to figure it out. If you think big sciencey words and a sexier voice is going to lead you to results, hey, try it out. Only one way to find out. But I'll tell you what I do works. It works 100% of the time for 100% of the people. Because why? Because me? Because of my special program? No, because it's based on principles. A business analogy would be all the people who say, hey, post on social media, start a podcast to make money. Guess what? That doesn't make you money. It costs money and time. I spent $1,000 a month to produce this podcast for you. And I didn't make any money for the first few years because I was busy trying to figure out how to, I thought I could just build a podcast and it would pay for itself. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. That's what John Lee Dumas was selling. And nothing against him. I mean, this podcast has been the foundation for everything good professionally in my life. But I'm saying you can't, but what the way he was selling it, like, hey, just start a podcast and you're going to make money, ain't true. Just post on social media all the time, it ain't true. What do you need? You need a service or a product that people want and that gets results and people rave about. And then you need to have some way to have those people reach out to you and engage with your brand. In other words, prospect, right? And then you talk to them in some way and build a relationship. And then they either buy from you or don't buy from you. But you can't just post on social media and have things happen. You can't just, you know, you can't just start a podcast or a YouTube channel and have that happen. And by the way, there's so many people doing that. So again, all comes down to principles, no matter if it's business, no matter if it's, you know, what I do, no matter if it's what you do, doesn't it all come down to the principles? What are those principles? And that's what I teach here. And that's why I get such great results. That's why my program gets such great results. And I can't wait to share more of it with you. So the big lesson for you here is be careful about what you read on the internet, because it can lead you down some things where you think you're on the right track. You believe in the person who's telling you this stuff, but you don't have the results to show for it. And it doesn't need to be that way. So that concludes today's episode. A little bit longer than I wanted it to go, but again, important stuff. I've got a lot more to share with you. Hope you enjoyed today. And again, you know what to do if you want my help. If you feel like, well, I've got that stuff handled, Ted. I really need to just get my health handled. Well, you know where to find me. So with that said, have an amazing weekend. Think about what I've said today. And don't just think about it, apply it. Find ways to apply it in your life. And watch how your life starts to change. Watch how people start to treat you differently. Watch how your life starts to improve. That's what we want. That's what I want for you. And I know you want that too. We all want our lives to improve. We all want a better experience of life. And I just shared with you one of the biggest secrets, if you will, to get it. Love you. Have an amazing weekend and talk to you on Monday.